This is Ted Kennedy. Children need Social Security, too. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, if you had to put your finger on the one thing that's made the biggest difference for America's senior citizens, it would be Social Security. For generations of elderly Americans, it's been the difference between poverty and a secure retirement. What America needs in the 1990s is Social Security for children. That means six things. First, a right to health care for every expectant mother and every newborn child. Second, universal childhood immunization. Third, basic nutrition. Fourth, accessible and affordable infant and toddler child care for working parents. Fifth, Head Start for every eligible child. Sixth, tracking down absent fathers and making them pay the child support they owe. Investing in children actually saves tax dollars in lower costs for illness, unemployment, welfare, and crime. Admit it, Al, you like the idea.
Yeah, well, some may like it. They won't like paying for it. Sounds like cradle-to-the-grave welfare stuff to me, Ted. Sure, it's vital to help kids get a fair shake and a good start, but all you ever want to do is teach them that Uncle Sam's welfare state is always right there, no matter what. You'd best take a closer look at what the federal government already does for kids. The same programs you talk of exist right now and are getting a big boost thanks to George Bush. This year's budget gives the infant nutrition program, WIC, a hearty increase. Head Start will be open to all four-year-olds, and soon all kids under 18 will be covered by Medicaid. Bush has even approved child care block grants for states to help parents, especially the poor, pay for their daycare. Ted, let's give these fine programs, which already work, an even better chance to succeed before you start donging on the poor taxpayers for billions more. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.